Do you have a question for Dr. DeSilva or one of his guests? Email us anytime. Dr. D@healthradio.net. That's Dr. D@healthradio.net. Health at the speed of sound. You're listening to Health Radio. It's time for Swanson Health Talk Radio, brought to you by Swanson Health Products. Here's Dr. Derek DeSilva.
Welcome back, my friends. Once again, great to have you with us. Thank you very much for joining us. Dr. Lorraine Maida is my guest. She's an author and the president and medical director of How to Live Younger. She's joining me today. We just got done speaking about her philosophy and some of the things you need to do. Her number one recommendation is your attitude, and I cannot agree with that enough. Attitude adjustment, I think, for a lot of people is extremely important. Our next segment right now is going to be talking about the supplements. What supplements are necessary to stay young? So let me just throw that out to you, just right out to you, Dr. Maida. What do you use? What do you like to stay young?
Well, I always recommend a broad spectrum multivitamin and mineral formula. Just about everybody I know is under stress, and when you're under stress, you need more B vitamins. And we talked a little bit about cortisol, and that can actually drain you. Having spikes of cortisol, and if you're not making enough cortisol, you need extra B vitamins. And there, studies have shown that there are deficiencies in B vitamins in people. So I want to make sure that my patients have enough to get them through stressful situations.
Mm-hmm. What else?
One of the other minerals that's extraordinarily important because it has it's implicated in over 300 enzymatic reactions in the body is magnesium, mm-hmm. And I think it's a forgotten mineral. It's one of the most plentiful minerals, second to calcium in our body, and most people, more than 50% of the population, is deficient in magnesium. And we see a great deal of medical issues due to low magnesium, so mm-hmm. I always supplement with extra magnesium.
I completely agree with you. I cannot, you know, I think the statistics are remarkable when it comes to magnesium deficiency, as to how many people are really deficient. You know, everything from cardiovascular problems to bone health to your memory, cardiac arrhythmias, irregular heartbeats. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. And one of the other things you mentioned to me was vitamin D. My goodness, you can't open a paper, to newspaper today, or any kind of a publication, and there not be an article about vitamin D.
Absolutely, and people are thinking they can slack off in the summer, but we're just not converting it in our skins anymore. And also, the fact that we are trying to protect ourselves from the sun with, using sunscreen, we're not making enough vitamin D. And people are too fearful that they're going to overdose on vitamin D. Yet I spoke to one of the leading researchers of the world on vitamin D, and it's very, very, very hard to overdose on it. So my advice is not to slack off during the summer. You still need some vitamin D because it's not in our
mm-hmm.
food.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Was it Michael Halleck by any chance?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, Dr. Halleck is just, he's from Boston College or Boston University, and he really has been one of the leaders in this whole movement with vitamin D. And I think, again, these are the little things. And I'll tell you, Dr. Maida, the little things that I have done for my patients with regard to supplements have made such a huge, huge improvement, have made such a huge difference. And I think that's what we are missing in medicine today. Don't you think so?
Absolutely. And I was a skeptic myself. And, I wrote that in my book. I was traditionally trained. I didn't believe that supplements did anything for you. But whenever I ran into a problem, I would look up other reasons, and I'd find nutrient deficiencies, and I would correct it, and lo and behold, people got better. Mm-hmm. And then I researched the literature, and I saw, oh, yeah, there is some substantial evidence that supplements can help. And then when I measured people's levels as well as analyzed their diet, it confirmed all that I had read and all that I have observed with people's health turning around with supplements.
You know, I have been doing this a very long time. This is my 23rd year in practice, and I've been practicing integrative medicine that entire time. 20 years ago, when I started talking to people about probiotics, about a multivitamin, about a fish oil, about calcium, magnesium, vitamin D back then, you name it, antioxidants, people would look at me like, really? I mean, does that stuff work? But even today, I think there's much more acceptance, but even today, there are still people who don't get it. Why do you think that is?
I just think it depends. You know, if you look for an elephant, you're going to find an elephant. If you're not looking for that, you're not going to find that. And that's not really how we're traditionally trained.
Mm-hmm.
I think that people think if you eat a healthy diet that you're going to get everything in your food. And I even have my patients who say everything on their list is healthy. They bought it in Whole Foods. It's organic. I put it in a database and I churn out what the levels of nutrients are in there, and they're all deficient.
Mm-hmm.
Our food does not have the same nutrient content as it did before. There's no minerals in the soil. It's not picked ripe. It's shipped, it's stored, and cooked. And in every step of that process, it loses nutrients.
Absolutely. You also mentioned fish oil, and I want to talk with you about something that I'm working on that I think is also the next generation of oil. But we'll get to that a little bit later. Maybe when you and I get together, we can talk about that. But what about fish oil? What are your thoughts on that?
Fish oil is my favorite. I think everybody should be on a fish oil. We have what they call an inflammatory diet. And inflammation is known as the silent killer. It was on, you know, the cover of Time magazine. And, you know, anyone who has gingivitis, arthritis, gastritis, any itis, we all are burning alive, some at a slow pace and some at a rapid pace. And our diets are filled with inflammatory fats, meaning, you know, meat, dairy, poultry, anything that's grain-fed, all of those make inflammatory compounds in our body. Whereas if we take anti-inflammatory fats, and I like to call them fats that flow, anything that's like a fish flows through water, anything that you can make an oil out of, like nuts, avocados, fish, these things are anti-inflammatory. So, and our diet was originally 2-to-1 inflammatory fats to anti-inflammatory fats. We start to see disease at 4-to-1. Now the average American diet has a 10-to-25-to-1 ratio of inflammatory fats in their diet versus anti-inflammatory.
Yeah. I was reading something last night. I can't believe you just mentioned that. I'm not sure whether you're aware of this, but today, recently, we are in a 15-to-1 ratio of omega-6 to omega-3. So the amount of inflammation with the omega-6s with regard to margarine, salad dressings, and all of the other garbage that we're eating out there with the garbage oils is a 15-to-1 ratio of omega-6 to omega-3, because omega-6 is also important, right? I mean, we need some.
Oh, you need some.
We need some.
Absolutely.
But keeping it in balance.
Absolutely. That's why to shift the balance, if you need to get at least below 4-to-1 and we're 15-to-1, the only way you're going to change that balance is to cut back on the inflammatory fats and add fish oil,
mm-hmm.
which is anti-inflammatory. And I like to get a concentrated, purified fish oil because miracles happen with that.
So what are some of the other foods that produce inflammation as far as oils? I mentioned margarine. I mentioned salad oils. What are some of the other things that you mentioned?
Meat, dairy, think of anything that's solid at room temperature, saturated fats, you know, and also corn oil, safflower oil. Those types of oils, meats, dairy are inflammatory. And
eggs.
As long as the eggs are, if you have eggs, chickens that were fed, you know, grass-fed rather than mm-hmm. grain-fed, they'll mm-hmm. have a higher content of omega-3 and they'll be less inflammatory.
Yeah. And that's, again, these are all just some of the simple things, folks, that you can do to improve the quality. So you mentioned B vitamins, Dr. Mehta. You mentioned fish oils. You mentioned vitamin D. You mentioned magnesium. Anything else that you like?
Multivitamin and fiber. Mm-hmm. Fiber, okay. Definitely. It's, you know, a lot of people come in with hormone imbalances, and they can't clear their hormone.
Right.
And they have high cholesterol. It's the fiber that actually, when your body is trying to get rid of the excess, mm-hmm. the fiber binds it and helps you eliminate it. Without
Super.
That fiber, you build up. And I see some women don't want to go on hormones, and they're irritable
right.
and they're
exactly.
bloated.
Exactly.
I give them fiber, and they're better.
Very good. Now, we've got to go. We're out of time. Folks, two websites, once again, for Dr. Mehta, howtoliveyounger.com and her book, vibranceforlife.com. We've got more right here at Swanson Health Talk Radio. If you need to get a hold of some great nutrients, some great supplements, swansonvitamins.com is the address. I'm Dr. Derek DeSilva. Stay with us back in just a bit.